kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Because I was like, something is not right. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe. I would rather put that guard up. And if this is a cry for help, then let me know. And thankfully, I did.
Para sa maraming migranteng Pilipino, sensitibo at madalas tinatabunan ang usaping mental health. Mahirap simulan ang pagbasag sa katahimikan. Pero naniniwala si Vienna Marie, isang millennial photographer at digital creative, na ang pagbabahagi ng kanyang karanasan ay makakatulong sa iba.
I would say I'm a multidisciplinary artist, which means like covers all mediums like that. So photos, video, content creator, speaker and such. But if it was just me on a personal level, I'd like to say I am a person that dips their hands in all the cookie jars. Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to get a full-time job straight away after mm-hmm. uni, but it was in public relations. So I did a lot of PR, social media management and events.
Mm-hmm.
And while doing that, I was working two other jobs.
Wow.
So I was still a dance teacher on the weekend. And then I was doing freelance work for an agency, a Filipino-owned agency named Red Scope Films.
Okay.
And they took me under their wing and I was like, I want to learn video.
Kilala si Vienna Marie bilang isang masayahin, magaling makisalamuha at mataas ang energy. Malinaw ang mga pangarap niya at mga layunin sa buhay at handa rin siyang tumulong sa kapwa sa pamamagitan ng mentoring at photography workshops. Pero tulad ng marami, may mga pinagdadaanan siya sa loob ng sarili na hindi agad nakikita ng iba. Sa kabila ng dami ng kanyang creative skills at mga karerang ninais subukan, naka-apekto ito ng malaki sa kanyang mental health.
I'm very transparent online and in person about my own mental health journey. So in, I think it was mid-2010, so probably 2015, 2016,
mm-hmm.
I was going through a really big mental hurdle. As I said before, I worked three jobs and it obviously took a toll. But I didn't really understand. I just felt it in my gut that I was like, something is not right. And, you know, you can't help it. Like, I get it coming from an Asian family. They're like, you're just being dramatic. Like, you know, suck it up. It's fine. You know, I'm very privileged.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's wrong. I'm like, no, something is wrong. Trust me. Until one day I woke up and I looked at my mom. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, I can't go to work. Take me to the GP, which mm-hmm. is luckily at that time I was living with my parents. So it was up the road. My GP was like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Like, please. And then she said, let's send you to the ER. So sent me to the ER, and then I actually checked myself in to the ward because I was like, something is not right. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe. I would rather put that guard up, and if this is a cry for help, then let me know. And thankfully I did, and it was an experience that my family were – it was a shock to the system. It wasn't just me.
Mm-hmm.
And at times I feel so – sad, and it took me a long time to be okay to talk about that because I felt so much guilt to bring my family on that journey right. with me. But it was also an educational experience for us because they also learnt what is mental health, mm-hmm. especially for Filipinos. We don't talk about it openly in this generation. Oh, in this generation we do, where it's like it is part of who we are, but it's not who we are.
Marami ang nakakaranas ng stress, lungkot at iba pang hamon sa mental well-being sa Australia. Base sa report ng State of Mind, Australia's Mental Health Conversation, nagpapakita ito ng malaking agwat sa pagitan ng kamalayan at aksyon. Ayon sa pag-aaral na ito ng Growth Distillery kasama ng Medibank, lumalabas na 82% ng mga individual ang gumagaan ng pakiramdam kapag nakikipag-usap tungkol sa kanilang mental health. Pero sa kabila nito, mahigit kalahati o 51% pa rin ang nananahimik at hindi nagsasabi ng kanilang pinagdadaanan. Ang tahimik na pakikibaka na ito kapag hindi nabigyan ng pansin ay maaring humantong sa seryosong panganib. Tulad ng stress, burnout at ang pinakamalala, maaari itong humantong sa suicide. Ayon kay Dr. Jomar Maravilla, isang research fellow sa Queensland Center for Mental Health Research, maaring dala ng maraming migranteng Pilipino ang kultura ng hiya at takot sa panghuhusga, kaya't naiisang tabi ang paghingi ng tulong.
ang sinasabi nila, ang mental health ay issue lang ng or pangmayaman. Kasi kung, you know, yung mga services, mahal, ganyan. Or pag may mental health issue ka, mahina kang tao, kailangan, ano, lakasan mo yung loob mo. Eh, hindi na, ang problema kasi, hindi lahat ng tao, may ganong klaseng, you know, capability or kapasidad na, you know, naharapin yung mga struggles and challenges nila sa buhay ng mag-isa. So, yung iba sinasabi nila na itulog mo na lang yan, pahinga mo lang yan, nilipas din yan. So, yung mga ganong klaseng mindset and culture, unfortunately, hindi siya madaling mabago and it's values kasi isa, yun ay hindi lang kultura, kundi yung paniniwala mo bilang isang individual or sa buong pamilya. I think yun yung mga bagay na potentially hinaharap din ng mga migrant communities dito, lalo na yung mga pamilya, no, na lumipat dito sa Australia.
Sa pananaliksik ng Medibank, 74% ng mga Australian ang naniniwalang ang bahay ang pinakaligtas na lugar para mag-open up o makipag-usap. Pinapakita rin ang ulat na ang simpleng pangungumusta ng regular ay nakakabawas ng stress at lungkot. Kapag may laging nagtatanong at nakikinig, 3 beses na mas mababa ang posibilidad na makaranas ng stress, burnout o self-doubt ang isang tao.
Yeah, talagang nasa naka-imprint sa atin na kayanin natin. Pero ang maganda kasi nandito tayo sa Australia, may mga it's normal, no? Hindi siya normal na may issue ka, pero it's normal na humingi ng tulong. Dapat nga kung patungkol sa mga kabataan or mga bata, dapat naririnig nila 'to umpisa pa lang sa magulang. Kaya ako nga ako ay isang tatay, no. Meron akong 5 years old na anak. Importante pa lang na sa pamilya, no, umpisahan nyo na okay lang na magalit, okay lang na malungkot. Alam mo 'yun, yung o kaya okay lang na mag-take ng break ay yung mga bata, no. So I think, or even sa mga teenager ganun din. So nag-uumpisa talaga 'yon sa pamilya. Pero kung ikaw ay at bilang isang individual, lalo na kung ikaw ay isang adult, no, I think importante na kung curious ka sa mental health, I think may maraming information ngayon online, lalo na dito sa Australia. Ang daming mga information online na pwede mong tingnan or i-Google, kumbaga, or i-search. Ang akin lang is alamin niyo kung ano yung mga tamang sources ng mga information.
Para kay Vienna Marie, malaking bahagi ng kanyang paggaling ay ang pagiging bukas sa sariling damdamin at sa iba.
I like to call that space of me whenever I do have a bad day. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I don't have that anymore. I'm very well equipped with who I am, and I know myself in and in, and I know what helps me get through those rough times now. But back then, when I was going through a rough period, I would take that identity and be like, "Oh, that's Eeyore." Like, yeah. Eeyore's just around, and I'm mm-hmm. not feeling the best. And my family were just so supportive, and they got their own support system too. It was a very big blessing, not just because I'm still here, but more so because it made us grow and understand the nature that we have as humans. Right. It's not that, you know, we're being dramatic or anything. It's just a chemical imbalance.
That's right.
And that's the thing that people need to embrace, mm-hmm. either that being from an older generational perspective or the present. Yes. Because it doesn't represent you. It's just unfortunate that there's a bit of imbalance or something mm-hmm. like that. And we live in a day and age now where that there's so many things and resources to help us through those times. Mm-hmm. And I'm very lucky in a way that I'm not ashamed of that past. I'm very transparent. I tell
that
people all the time.
Yeah.
And if this helps anyone somehow, some way, you know, being Filipino and you feel a bit caged up, just let you know that it does get better. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to talk to others, because there's probably a lot of us going that are feeling that pressure, either that being the oldest child or being having to...
The breadwinner,
100%. I think that's one of the biggest things about being Filipino. We all have very similar family stories and structures to the way that we do things. Mm-hmm. But it's also not in a bad light. We're just so family oriented, and we are beautiful in that sense.
Bukod sa pagbabahagi ng kwento, naging misyon din ni Vienna ang magbigay ng inspirasyon sa kapwa sa pamamagitan ng pagiging bukas, totoo sa sarili, at pinapakita niya na may pag-asa at hindi tayo nag-iisa sa laban ng depresyon at iba pang hamon sa mental health. Para sa mga libreng suporta, maaring tumawag sa Lifeline Australia sa numerong 131114. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.